to come to the house of Sudevi and her husband. There is no sufficient place here that all devotees can be here for one day, 2 days. So we have to leave this place very soon. But I am so glad that I have come to Sudevi's house. Especially I am so glad to see all the devotees where we were staying and going around meetings, and devotees are here. Wherever I go, I see a lot of people surrounding me. So I think that I am in Vrindavan. And there's an bird.
He's telling Gurudev, Gurudev.
He's speaking Krishna, Krishna.
Bird, actually bird.
Yeah.
I want to see the bird. From Vrindavan. Or is from here?
From here. From Vrindavan.
He is so happy. All Vaishnava are here. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare.
Thinking in India, I will go to Holland, I will go to England, various places. I will be out of Vrindavan, out of Mathura, but I am not feeling that I am out of Mathura or everywhere. So many devotees, everywhere. So sweet Harikatha, sweet behaviors, harmony each other, then ever I think this, I become so happy. So I follow the ideas of Swamiji. He used to tell, then when I was in foreign countries, Western countries, I never thought that I am out of Vrindavan, out of India. The same thing is going with me. Everywhere I am seeing that so sweet devotees, all hearing katha so patiently, trying to develop their devotional activities. But here is lacking of sadhusam. That is why I can hear in Western countries that Swamiji has planted some plants, seeds. Some of them are still seed. Some of them have been sprouted something. Some have some leaves also. But now they all want katha. All one. If water is not given, then fish will dry, the lips will dry, that kripa will dry. So Swamiji ordered me, I am giving some water to you, and go there and give water to saints, creepers, plants who are needing, who needs water, otherwise they will dry, and after that they will dies. So I can, with Harikatha water, hearing from my bona fide guru, recently, receiving succession, what I heard from my Gurudev, what I heard from so many Shiksha Gurus, Siddhar Maharaj, Ichipat, Pujipat Brahman Maharaj, Pujipat Pudikam Maharaj, Shauti Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, all the disciples, senior devotees of Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati. I read all the books, Śrīmad Bhāgavata, Chaitanya Chaitāmṛta. In their guidance, I collected some water, also from Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. And then I came here. And I am saying that all the devotees are so energetic now. All are so happy. And all changing their colors. Whether they were at first drying, now something greenish.
new leaves.
New Kali birds. Birds are coming and they are preparing to be
blossom.
And after that, they are preparing to get proper and very sweet fruit. These prepare thing in this world, Rupa Goswami says, if properly served, given water, Hari Katha, chanting devotional services. Then this prepare of bhakti cross the world's area. Bhorvasaha mahajana tapasatta tal talatal papal rasadal. Potent looks, all looks. And even crosses Biraja, the border of this world. And if rightly given water, Hari Katha, by proper Mali, gardener, then it also goes and cross Brahmalok, Shivalok, Sadashivalok, and enters in Vaikuntha. And then going up and again cross Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Golok, and then going up it cross the sea, the border of Dwarka, also Mathura, and enters in Mathura at Vishram Ghat. Yes, fresh new water, very fresh new water. From North Patni, Yajna Patni, Uddhav, again. First is, comes to Braj in Gokul, and from Gokul it comes to Vrindavan, again growing. Branches here and there, Nandagaon, Darshana. At last it comes to Govardhan, and also in Govardhan, the main center, the eyes of Govardhan, that is Shyamakunda. And there she takes the shelter of lotus feet of her Shyamakunda, that is Krishna Shyamakunda. And then takes the shelter of Srimati Radhika's lotus. And there, birds come to this very sweet and sweet prose comes. And automatically, they fell down. They comes to the earth where the Mali, gardener, get in. We are gardeners. Gurudev gets water to us and we make shape for that creeper. And from there, the sweet, very sweetest ripen, having no
skin.
Huh? Without skin, without string.
Skin
and string.
No ati,
seed.
Seed.
No string.
No string. All the rasa and the rush. Full of rush. And comes to this. How it comes? Any pair of texts in his mouth. That. And brings by deceptive order. Coming, coming. And Mali, the gardener, takes it. Oh, so sweet. And then he ascends to the creeper. Slowly. Crossing all that plant has crossed. And it goes to Gokul, Vrindavan, Mandravasana, and to Govardhan, and goes to Shyamkun, and and then he sees that, oh, lakhs and lakhs, uncounted fruits are there, taking all fruits and fell here, there. And it comes to the earth and the devotees test it. This is the description of Rupa Goswami, given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the unlucky person will not have that fruit. Even lakhs and lakhs fruits are coming from there. But unlucky persons, no faith in bhakti, only outwardly chanting names, wanting nothing, merit material desires to put. Cheating others, being so-called guru or so-called devotees, they will not have. They will have only the fruits here. What fruits? Wine?
Women and be married.
Wealth, money.
And it will destroy their life. Have a very strong faith that Krishna is always protecting us. Six basic principles of platform of bhakti, that is called Saranagati. Any man can save us. Only Krishna can save us, none other. So why to fear that what will be after Maharaj will go? What will be if all are against me? If my husband, my father, my wife and whole world is against me, then what will be after that? Then I will have to suffer. This is not good. We should have faith that Krishna surely save us. He has power to save us. He saved Arjuna from all Kauravas, lakhs and lakhs. He saved Draupadi in midst of so many demons. He saved all who took the Sharanagati of Krishna. He saved Dhruva, Prahlad. You know Prahlad? How did he say? Prahlad did not any time prayed Krishna that saved me. But magically he was saved. There was Bharati, one sister of Hiranyakashipu,
Holika.
He had some benediction from anywhere.
Brahma.
That in fire she will not be bothered. Hiranyakashipu ordered her sister that take my 5 years boy in your lap and enter in very big fire. She took and went in the fire. She burnt and Prahlad came down. Presents were, heavy presents were given. He was thrown out in the sea from mountains. Serpents were and lions were to eat Prahlad. But he was there. Himself, Hiranyakashipu was died, was murdered. So if we want to do bhajan of Krishna, then we should have so solid faith on Krishna that he will save you. Nothing to fear. If this thing not comes in any devotee, then he cannot serve Krishna. Guru teaches all to the disciples to be like so. If a devotee like Srivas Pandit, you know, Srivas has nothing, there is no rats in his house. No, why?
No grain.
If any rain comes, it does not go out of his room. All the showers, rain comes. Why?
No roof there.
So, Mandal Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that I know that you are a very pure man. And I know that your four brothers doing nothing but only doing whole day and night with kartal, big kartal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You are not trying to manage what? Wealth? Rupya Parisa.
But therefore is income, maintain his life.
How you can maintain your life? You should do anything. Track 3. And so, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am not understanding what you are telling by clapping your hands. Shivaspati told, if anything, Mahaprasad is not coming, I will be here one day. I will wait
a
second day. I will fast. We all will fast. We will wait for third day. And if not third day, fourth will come and we are fasting, then river Ganges is here. We will jump in. Why? Because a bad name for you will come in whole world that Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot give anything to their devotees. So that record will come and a Gita slok will be false. Ananya chintayam to mange jana kalpipasate esham nitya vijitanam yogisya. Yoga means what a devotees collect for mentioning their life. Krishna takes all these things on his head, and what is there, Krishna protects, giving and protecting. One bhakta, Arjuna was there, he was reading Gita and explaining Gita. He cut that line. Yoga chema bahamya. Krishna cannot do. He can order anyone to carry. Hanuman can carry. Garuda can carry. all can carry. He will all day. Why he should carry himself? So he cut down. Especially for the reason that for several years he was chanting, remembering, and he was doing meditation, meditation for Krishna. But yet he was so poor that he daily has to go to bed. So he cut down that line and went to bed. But I should try and then it may come. So he went for that day, but he could not have anything, and it was about sunset. He returned. In the meantime, a boy, a pearl, some blackish like new clouds, Pitambar, having two very big baskets on his shoulder, on the shoulder. He was that, he was then like
long breath.
And he came and knocked the door of Arjun. The wife of Arjun was there, but he had not yet returned. He was coming, but he knocked the door. The wife told that, "Who are you?" In a very sweet voice. And the disciple of
Arjun,
our Gurudev,
Arjun.
She opened the door and took him. He saw that so much, so it said something. And he's so tired. So he took that path. "From where you are coming?" "I'm coming by my Gurudev. My Gurudev ordered me that take this,
go at once,
go to my home and give all this to my wife. But I was fearing that I cannot bear the loads,
so heavy load,
and it became some late." He ordered, and 1-2 minutes late, I was ready to, but he
beat me by,
no,
scratch by his nail.
That is Nell, you are saying?
Mm-hmm.
In my bag, she, and he saw that, she saw that. Already, bloods are in mode to come out. Reddish. He becomes so foolish and becomes so short. How a beautiful and how a soft boy, how soft and sweet are voices of this boy. And he's become so mistook,
cruel-hearted
that he has done like this.
Scratch.
Let him come. I'll give him a good lesson. In the meantime, she told that, "Oh, you should sit here. I'm cooking just now, offer to Narayan, and I will give. Then you should go. So, oh mother, you should cook. I'm just sitting here. In the meantime, Brahmin came, returned, and he knocked the door. She was so furious, and so
hot temper,
and she go and told, "Oh Brahmin, why you given so much heavy load to that boy? You have no pity,
no you are
so cruel-hearted,
you have no common sense."
Then, you know, who boy? Which boy?
Your disciple?
Are he has come down, come to me. He told, "I have no disciple at all. I have not sent anything by anyone." He told, "Let come and see, you have done like this, as crashed and blood are coming. Oh, I want to see. Come on, come on." And then they entered the room. They said, "No, why you are there? They sat everywhere." Then Brahmin began to weep and told, "Bring my book, Gita." when it was brought, he saw that that line he has cut down, again new one. No cutting. Then he began to roll down on the earth. Oh Krishna, I have done so much offense in your faith that I have cut, I have no faith on that. And for this he has come and taken all these things and brought. This will be the example for the whole world that Krishna sets himself all the loadings and all my disciples. Then he took the dust of his wife. Oh, you are so much lucky for you that Krishna came to you and you saw, you gave water to him and he took. But I am never placed so fallen that I took. And both began to cry. And so why we so fear that what will be tomorrow? Day after tomorrow, all will be against, they will kill me. Anyone can kill if there is no wish of Krishna. If Krishna wants to protect, save, no one can do this. And if Krishna does not like to save anyone, not to protect, by their effort, a man like Hiranyakashipu, Ravan, Kansa, they cannot be saved. So you should have a very firm belief. Nothing to care, nothing to fear. And you should today proceed and develop our Krishna consciousness. Have you heard this story?
Sudevi didi.
Then help anyone more, two, three, to this.
This is a mantra. Told in 18th chapter. So, no requirement of anything but this. Don't want anything. Nothing to lose, nothing to gain in this world. If anything goes away, you don't lament. If anything comes, you will not. Seeing Brahma everywhere, there is not a single particle or any atom equal to all. Seeing Brahma in cows, in elephants,
and
in trees, in creepers, and everything, in seal, in mountains. And some
This is the latest technology, Maharaj, that people call on the telephone. And they sit there listening on the telephone to be given a bunch of money. They can't be here, but they want to hear you speak.
Make life come here,
my friend.
Big persons are called, there are realized persons are called, Brahmacharya. if they have chance to meet with you, Krishna Tattva Vetta, the devotees of one ended
Srimad Bhagavatam.
To Krishna, Rasik Bhakta, Rasik Bhakta, knowing all the tattva of Krishna, always devotee, then then always chanting, remembering. If Brahma Jnani will have the association of these Rasik Mahabhagavata, they will achieve Parabhakti. What is Parabhakti? Parabhakti means most
supreme.
Supreme Bhakti. Supreme to Krishna. Nothing has been this presentation. He can tell that Gopi Bhava, Gopi serving to Radha and Krishna can do that, is the highest kind of affection for you. If they are in connection of these devotees, those devotees, then they achieve Parabhakti. Braj Gopi Bhava. For this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. Also Swamiji has come. For this. So we see that Jnani Bhakta are more superior than Brahma Jnani. And Jnani Bhakta, like Sanat Sanandana Sanat, from this Jnani Bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta are more superior. Shuddha Bhakta is more. These are more superior than Jnani Bhakta, Prahlad Maharaj, Sanat Sanandana Sanandana. But Pandavas were more superior than Shuddha Bhakta. More superior than Hanuman. Shuddha is more superior. And but they have some regard for Krishna. So much regard. So, Krishna sits on the chariot of Arjuna and obeys Arjuna. Sometimes letting both in the same way. So much time. But if Arjuna sees the Vishwarup, you know Vishwarup? In the mouth of Krishna, in the battle of Mahabharata, Krishna showed that I am Brahma, I am Param Brahma. Everything is in mouth. All the
warriors.
They are fighting from both sides. All there in the pits of dead hall. And within the and all are good. So you should be only for minister.
Instrument.
Huh?
Instrument.
Instrument. I have done all things. You have to be only the instrument for. So when he shop. Okay. Then we have the other half. Okay. I have told you, Krishna. So I have done. Oh. You are sitting on my canvas, on my behalf, you see. Okay. I will not tell you, Sakha, friend, you are not Krishna. You are the root of all the Ishwar. And you are Adi.
The original, beginning
of all. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, even Brahma, Sankar, all. I will never call you friend or give you what I have done wrong. You know, you can see. You are lords of lords. I am an ignorant person. I must be called. So this is called. So Arjuna's friendship becomes broken. Then he sees Krishna and it is so. But Yasoda has seen twice this way, this way. He saw that, you know, any one has done magic on my son. It may be that I am seeing rain. So he did like so, with water. She did not realize that Krishna is Brahma, God, or Ishwa, or life itself. After that, Yasoda called the priests and told them, what happened? I seen, oh, nothing. Bring some cow dung and some cow
urine.
And bring a black cow. And they began to chant monks. Om Padavishnum Paramam Padam Padapashtam Kudumbhya Satyuratakam Malate Krishwam Rakshe Nayaranam Rakshe Tiyya Rakshe means
protect.
And it, that also, Yasoda, that you should give some cow to them. And see, and now is. Yasoda never cares for the Brahma God. Her affection and love to Krishna never
diminishes.
Huh?
Diminishes.
And he tries to make a very good war. So he can order, he can show these things. I see his flag, sometimes dying, that you are stealing something old. Sometimes they want to do. And above all, for her, we see in the gopis' character. This Brahma playing with gopis in the groves of Gopis. And carrying the orders of gopis. This is frame, that frame controls both. Rather than Krishna, Gopi, all, and also Krishna, also the devotees, everyone frame controls. All are in control of prema. So prema is prayojan. Prayojan?
Goal.
All living in. This is achieved. For this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna himself, Ramachandra himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he associates Krishna, our religion, not Hinduism, not Buddhism, not Christianity, not anything. They are simply a practice of or anything to be in a good society. And to live in this world peacefully, with harmony with all. So this semi dhanusha has been perfected by our folds, resilience. But actually there is that system to combine all and to be carried a very good life for which we can be. But actual religion, it is called a religion. Religion of all the human entities, not human entities only, to all the living entities, to have this thing. So everywhere in Vedas, everywhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, Manmana Bhava Matabhakti, Madhyaji, Mamma, Sarvadharman Parishtyanam Ekam Saram. So all this is so that Brahma Jnana. Once Maharaj Jnana was sitting on the throne, giving proper respects to all the races, Maharshis, Brahma Jnani, according to their category. All they are doing is the worst. Is the worst meaning like this. We are doing this way. Someone questioning, some answer. Taking and giving the thoughts and the words. This is called is the worst. Goshti for is the way. Goshti means making some. Making.
Inquiring.
Sabha.
Assembly.
Assembly. For is the. How is can be achieved? How we can realize is the. How we can please is the. All are important. Issue, not worldly friends and all, not it will be called issue. So Ishta Goshti was one. In the meantime, you know Ashtabhakta, one of the realized Jnana yogi. Have you heard that? He was a very famous in India, Vedic culture and Vedic knowledge. He was prepared in eight
places.
Here, hands, three hands, here, something. In eight parts of Vedic culture. So black, ugly face, some tape here and there. When he used to keep his leg here, it broke. He has a crooked stick. The stick was also crooked. He came for a very odd, different place from Himalaya. When he reached, he also gave to us, I want to go in the meeting of Maharaj. He honorably told that there is no ban on any Rishi Maharshi Arthur. And very fortunately, he conducted him to go to Sabha meeting. When he was entering in the Shaka, all the lives. All they get to love. Very
loudly.
He was, he extended and he took his presence, stayed, rested on that. He laughed more loudly than they laughed. Maharaj Janak and all the rishis were surprised. Why he laughed? Maharaj Janak came for them and they asked why you are laughing. He told them, why we all are laughing? I laughed. Then he told, all are laughing, seeing your ugly body. You have some person, Dawai, Padjan,
some wound.
And you are so ugly, crooked in eight parts, and you are so much dust and all these things on your body. It seems that you have not taken bath, taken bath for a long time. You have no so good garments or anything. But you have dared, why you dared to come here? In this so well educated
Assembly.
So there. You are so there. Then they told them, why you are laughing? They told that I am from a very long distance. And I have heard that there are so many well-learned Brahmacharya rishis there. And Maharaj Janak is also well educated, learned and Brahmacharya. Always he is everybody. But I am laughing. I am not laughing, I am waiting. That why I can be here? Because all are mochi. Anybody?
Cobbler.
You know cobbler?
Yes.
Working on shoe of man.
Yes.
Chamara. Skin.
Leather.
What leather is good, what leather is not good? Only the knowledge of skins and leather. Not knowledge of this earth. So I am now with you. Because all are more. All that. At once, you get faster again.
Astonished.
Maharaj Janak said, flat on the earth, see that. That. Astapaka. And he took in arms and gave his own seat there. Chinka. All for their hands. All he told them that Brahmajnani is who can see Atma everywhere, so everywhere. Not this leather, chrome leather or what leather. No? This body is not weak. So this is the first step. And platform of Nita for all kinds of knowledge. So we should try to understand this fact. First state of having culture and knowledge. Gita is also Vedic, Upanishad. So we should know. that this body is like a cloth. Cloth may be born and torn, but our soul never takes birth, never dies. We have nothing to suffer in this life. It is always Atmaram. Atmaram means who?
Takes pleasure in the self.
Self means he is also Brahma, but not Parabrahma. And he only will have so much grace. He realizes Parabrahma. Krishna is Parabrahma. More than Parabrahma, Swayam Bhagavan. Ocean of all kinds of rasa. So if anyone can know this Parabrahma and the affection, then he cannot know. Krishna can only be known, realized, seen by only this praying, love, affection of Prajavasa. So our real and ultimate goal is to have a frame like Prajavasa. By this Krishna will be controlled. By Dasi also be. And this is nothing but Srimati Radhika, Ananda and Ananda. Knowledge plus Ananda. This is called praying. So our more motive is to attain this love. This is the teachings of all today. Om Tadavishnu Paramam Padam Tadapashyant Sundara Sundara Divya. This is the mantra of here it has been told Tad Brahma, Tad Paramam, Tad Vishnu,
Paramam,
Paramam Padam. Vishnu who is everywhere, in each soul, every being. Whether they be matter or living, living. Everywhere, Vishnu. They have no eating. Everywhere. Knowing everyone, everyone's more, but none knows. Only the devotees can and realize and see that he has in this term. This mantra has come in the Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda, every Veda is this mantra. So important. So Parampadam Sada Pashyanti, those who are self-realized, they see if there is no fear, no quality, nothing, then anyone can see that he can be seen. All the realized souls, also in the books of God created man after his own image. If God has no image, how can create people? He set so many such lakhs and lakhs kinds of shapes. None can create all these things. Only God can. From where he can? From his own life. Created. So okay. He has so many attributes, so many qualities, so many sets. So we should try to realize can be realized only through the first of way of bhakti, and that can be shown by any bona fide teacher. So we say, God in the lotus feet of that prem by which Krishna is. So prem, Krishna is all that will be.
In the 15 minutes
only
a day.
15 minutes bath, but if I'm in the bath, I have to be in the bathtub the whole time.
Take bath in the attachment of Buddha Devi, Buddha Prabhu and his wife, Sita Devi devotee. Devotion, I think.
His elder daughter is Sivaji and younger is Lali.
Lali.